the way it is done here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Whoa. It was all an illusion. It was all an illusion, mate. I'm telling you, it was all an illusion. It was all an illusion. It was all an illusion. Anyways. Life is very magical right now. Life is absolutely magical. Life is... I'm feeling it. I'm liking life. I'm just going with the flow. And that's really all you can do. I'm very happy. Very, very content. You know, just everything that's going on. Music. All day music. That's all it's about. And that's all I'm just striving for. Music all day. Music all day. So, I was playing some 311. And... 311 is very in tune with the esoteric. A lot of their music. Prisoner was actually of that. The song I played, Whoa, Prisoner. And that was a lot of the Transistor album. The whole Transistor album is like that. So I'm going to, yeah, I played the, you know, Your Transistor. So I think they're very underrated. I love 311. Love them. So basically, someone wants to call me while I'm on the freaking air. And it's called Call the Station if you want a reading. Please don't call my cell phone. Call the station because there's no way anybody can hear you. If you try to call my cell phone, like, get with the program, guys. So, oh my God. Hello? That was so weird. Oh, that was the Laurel and Hardy like crash scene. So I was like, what is that? So yeah, we're waiting for a caller to come in actually. And if you don't call in, guess what? You snooze, you lose. So you better call. The number is, oh, there it is. Hold on one second. Let's see if we can do this. One second. Preview. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this the Boston Media?
It is.
Hey, it's your long lost Shirley friend.
Did you just say long lost Shirley friend? I like it.
I did. Okay, thanks. Good. I'm glad you liked it. How are you?
What? So did you say Shirley because of the music? Did that prompt you to say Shirley? Like, what prompted you to say Shirley?
Well, I didn't know how to make an inside joke, understandable joke, so it just shortened to Shirley. And it kind of doesn't make sense, but I'm glad that you like and love and appreciate it.
I think you were picking up psychically was that I was playing Laurel and Hardy music. You know, the slapstick comedy. So the first thing you gravitated towards was Shirley, like Shirley Temple, because that's like the one thing in your compartment.
I said Laverne.
I get it. But I mean, it, okay.
Yeah.
It still goes hand in hand. It's just my world and I'm creating what I want out of this. So
I will find you with the delusion.
Okay, first of all, can I just ask you a question? Do you know the band Magnum?
No, I know the Condoms Magnum.
Okay, no. Okay, so we're going to go with some rules. Here on the air, that was okay. You can, before it gets before it gets really bad, I just have to remind you there's no profanity. And if I have to delete you. I have to just hang up. Like, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt your feelings. So don't swear if you don't want your feelings hurt.
At all. I'm a child of God.
So I never said you were. I'm just saying just in case, you know, got to keep it clean zone. Okay. Clean up.
Clean zone.
Clean up.
Let's go. Clean up. Clean zone.
So are you going to pick me up because I need this magical car ride?
Wait, are we not online right now?
But we are on the air. We're all over the air.
Okay. So, yes.
Are you gonna steal daddy's car and then are you gonna come here with him and you guys are gonna be on my show? Come on.
Well, since we are live on air, yes.
Can you bring daddy here?
St- stealing a car. And I'm going to pick you up in the stolen car and just go on a joyride.
That's what I want today. It's what I want.
It's Sagittarius moon.
Yeah. Tell me. All right. No, it's about me. What's good?
You're not Sagittarius moon. You have
Sagittarius ascending. So what, yo?
With Aquarius sun, it's really my Capricorn and my earth and my water's like, oh, I don't know.
Today was the day it was like, I feel good. I felt like I did
something.
I had really weird dreams, and it was like, damn, like, yo, like, chill out. And then I woke up, and I just had to take a nap, and then I felt better. And then I was like, I feel good. Yeah, sometimes you just need to take naps. Like, I was in my bed. I was in my bed, and I was like, yo, I'm sorry, but, like, does anyone else ever just say to themselves, one of the best parts about life is, like, just laying up in a bed? Like, does that... Like, I'm dead serious.
Did you just say, like, laying up in a bed?
Yeah, like, I'm dead serious. Like, one of the best parts of life. Like, secretly say that. Like, they don't want to admit it out loud.
Oh, my God.
But, like,
this is hilarious.
Secretly, I was just like, yo, this is living. Like, being up in a bed, like, all day.
Okay, so I was connecting with someone the other day, one of my clients, and she actually said that. And I'm really surprised that you're the second person to say that.
It's so
I think there is some energy going on where the moon is void, of course, all day. So everyone, get out of your cars. Do not drive anywhere. Do not steal cars today. Do not try to do anything functional. Go lay up in a bed.
Are you serious? Come on.
Today, yes. Void, of course, is not a good time to do much. It's time to meditate. It's time to be spiritual. It's time.
And you were telling me to come to Woburn. Yeah, like that's what's supposed to be happening.
This out. That's why this is an emergency call.
Oh, I wish I could put this on Facebook Live. This is not fair.
What?
It's not fair.
Free on Facebook
Let's
Live
do
right
this.
Now.
Let's get together. Then. We're sisters doing it for ourselves. Shh, don't tell the public.
Oh my God, matching laugh. So, do I get a reading?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm so mad at you because of the other day, like the nerve and fact that I'm doing this. When I get off, guess what?
So
guess what happens? When I get off the air, it's going down. Yes. Yes. We're getting back to what you like abruptly ended, and you're going to tap in. You're going to tap until it hurts. You're going to tap until you get it right. You're going to tap in until I'm satisfied. Do you understand me?
Ew. What are you saying right now? You're abusive.
Did you just say you're abusive?
Makes me do readings for
Oh my God. Are you
time,
serious?
Like, for her,
are you okay? You're gonna get cut off. Okay.
I make you
do readings. What is this right now? What is this? What is your sister doing for you right now? Helping you.
Sisters doing it for themselves.
Helping you. With unconditional. I could have not even picked up the phone, okay? I am a loving sister.
This is great. It's like the real
It's like Jerry Springer.
Incredible.
It's like Real World Maury. Like everything.
It's like, why can't people be more real? You know, I got that comment like a bunch of times, and then I went into a situation last night where my realness went bad and no one liked it.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, it happens every day with me.
It's like, you know that real look that people give you, like, oh, you can't hang, you're too real.
They don't want to deal with it. It's going to spoil their fun.
They didn't. And then someone tried to make me feel bad because I was too real. They're like, why can't you just be fake like the rest of us? And then I smiled and just turned around and petted a dog.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm not listening to that.
Oh, my God. I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, so moon void, of course, Sagittarius moon, not matching my Cancer moon. Let's do this. What's the reading all about? I need to understand about, let's see, what's the question here? Ooh, medium reading. Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Wait, I think I want something specialer.
Specialer. You want tarot? I brought my tarot cards.
Oh, yes. Do the tarot.
Okay. Can you talk to the public while I get my tarot cards and tell them about Moon Void?
Okay. So, Tashi PK here from Hearts Intuit, speaking to you live. So, I would like to share with you the energies of today. Astrologically, we are under the sun of Aquarius. And we are coming upon a new moon. But for now, as we are entering this phase of new energy, which ignites on Friday, the 24th, we are being called to kind of shift gears, take a pause, slow down in terms of what it is that we are trying to accomplish, trying to activate. It's a weird energy going on because it feels like you're on fire with all of this energy, things you want to do, but then as you start to engage in the action, you're just like, oh, this feels like heavy too much. I feel like I want to take a nap, or I should take a nap, or something just feels a little off, a little lower in frequency. So you might run across that today, especially for those of you who are earth signs or water signs, which is Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. If you are an Aries, Sagittarius, or a Leo, Aquarius, Gemini, or a Libra, these energies may not be as intense for you. This energy actually may be exactly what you need because you are already aligned with the fire, air energy of mental stimulus and physical inertia, okay? But for today, when the moon is void, of course, that means that the moon is actually transitioning from one zodiac, the phase of the moon is entering one zodiac sign to the next. The moon void, of course, can go void, or the moon can go void in between any time between minutes up until hours throughout the day. It is mostly unusual that a moon is void, of course, all day. That's a kind of a longer time.
Awesome.
Which means, yeah. So it usually means that there's more things that can go wrong than go right. This is your negative message. Yay!
Wait, what? Okay, so that's awesome. Thank you so much. Let's get
no
time
problem,
for Beth. The for your reading.
Okay, good.
God. All right.
Oh, my God. Everyone was so bored at that moment. They're like, oh, my God. I don't even know what she's talking
about. Note to self. Not coming back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. Let's get serious. Okay. So what is the question?
Oh, yes. My question is, what do I need to do to prepare for my new position coming for the new moon? Or let's do a time frame. What is the energy for me up until, this is not clear at all. Hang on. Let me get this right. What do I need to be aware of for the next week coming? How's that?
Okay, awesome. Infinite spirit coming in. I'm going to use all sorts of sources right now.
Hang on, plugging it in.
Okay, I'm going to use all sorts of sources right now. Archangels, spirit, tarot, all the elements that are coming in. So what do you need to be aware of for next week?
Yes, for this week coming.
Okay, I did a 3-card spread.
Awesome.
The first, you got 3 of Wands with 7 of Cups and 2 Cups.
2 Cups.
Okay, wow, interesting.
I keep getting a lot of love and I'm really all set with that. So,
let's just see what this is because this can mean a lot of different things. There's an energy, I feel an energy near you that you're working with, doing stuff. Let me see. What the? Okay. Interesting.
Someone in real life actually told me to relax, and then my readings told me to relax.
That's awesome.
I'm like, go have a drink. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
Put your hair out.
So there's, okay. So what I'm seeing actually is like, what the guidance that's coming in according to the cards, because I'm not going to go through every single thing, but I'm going to deliver you the message about, you know, what I'm exactly what I'm picking up. And so the message is basically about balancing, but it's about balancing your energy more. It's about going back and really, this week is really going to be about going back and remembering the advice that you were given about certain energies, what's helpful, what's not helpful, and really discern, because they're saying what I'm hearing from the guides right now is coming in is like, don't, you're okay on your own. Like, you're going to be okay. You have this illusionary thing where you're getting left on the dock and somebody's leaving you if you don't go on the dock with them. And because they're showing this vision of you being like, I want to get on the boat. Don't leave. Let me come. And then they're just saying, yo, you're good. Like, that boat, guess where that boat is going? That boat is going into some swampy, musty, like, musty butt water. It's going into some musty butt, like, smelling water, and you don't want to be on that boat. Like, they're gonna be on that boat, they'll be fine. There's nothing wrong with that boat where those people are on. But that's their boat. They gotta deodorize, they gotta refresh, they gotta cleanse that area. I don't know why this reading's coming in like this, but it's funny. They're saying you got work to do here. They're saying, like, you've got work to do on the dock. You've got work to do on land. You've got work. It feels almost like fun. Like, you're missing. You feel like you may be missing out on fun, or you may be missing out on some of the social aspects of things where you're like, I should be engaging because I need some of that. But, like, really what they're saying is you don't need some of that. You need what you already have that. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for something you already have. So you get on that boat, you're going backwards. You basically have a lot of good things that are coming in for you with the new job, just new kind of energy. So you need to get your energy cleared, and you need to get your intentions right, and you need to kind of constantly be in that wavelength of magic. So what I'm seeing here, so with the three of staves is the... This looks like more of the work energy, but it looks like what you're going to be doing, planning what you're going to be. Okay, Spirit is telling me you need to plan on what you're going to be doing outside of work. You really need to be focusing on this right now. You need to be focusing on what are your goals.
I have so much to do and organize, so I'm so happy that you sent that. Thank you, Spirit.
Yes. Yeah, so that's a priority. You really need to be spending your time really getting together, writing down lists of what do I need to be doing, but while I'm outside of work. Okay. And I see the gym. That's one thing they're telling me is you need to find, is there a gym going to be where your new job is? Because they're saying something about...
It's gonna be like 2 blocks away.
Okay. So I am seeing this. Okay. I am seeing. Okay. Good. Join that gym. What gym is it?
I already joined it.
Oh.
Tell everyone what I'm doing.
Woo! Well, this is the reading. So sorry. I'm just seeing. Okay.
No private location. Sorry, guys.
So great. That's awesome. So I'm seeing the gym as priority. So that's one thing. And really the things that you hold dear to you, that you are really focused about, get that together. So now we're going on to the Seven of Cups. And when I see the Seven of Cups, so this is, I'm actually seeing... Yeah, it's gonna be the only thing, dude, challenging for you is like you. See, this is the thing. You have the stuff, but again, that boat is just gonna be, it's gonna continuously be saying, come on, get on. They're gonna be continuously saying, get on the boat. And you're gonna be so tempted. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with the boat, but it is your It's regression. It's not going in the future. It's going kind of back.
Just for the confirmation, those people are stinky butts.
Okay, yeah. So, because I'm seeing, when I pulled more cards for the Seven of Cups, I'm seeing Queen of Pentacles. And I'm seeing Eight of Pentacles. And I'm seeing Two of Wands. But then I'm seeing the Four of Cups, Nine of Swords, you know, the Devil. But then you have more good cards like the Knight of Wands with the Queen of Cups and the Eight of Wands. So just understand what you have in front of you. You have something very gold. Please, Spirit, they've given you a gift, and take care of that gift. Take care of it as if it was a pet. Take care of it as it was your vinyl and your records and your sound equipment. Take care of it as these things. Okay.
It's time for a crystal soul bath.
It sure is. So now we're going on to the Two of Cups. Two of Cups. All right. Here I'm seeing the Tower with the Ace of Pentacles with the Three of Cups.
Interesting.
Ooh, okay. This looks like work. It looks like work, but it doesn't look like work. The kind of your work. It looks like something else. This looks like energy. This looks like either energy or kind of like social. This looks more on the social energy kind of side. I mean, I don't see anything. There's nothing like super negative going on here. You have really good cards. The only thing that's a little off is the Moon and the Tower. But other than that, you've got like, you've got the Six of Cups, the Page of Pentacles, the Moon, the King of Wands, Strength, the Ace of Cups. Ooh, and then, ooh, I don't know where this came out of Five of Wands. Okay, that just came out of nowhere. And then...
There's not a lot of Five of Wands around me. Can we go energy?
And Knight, and then you got Knight of Cups. So again, I'm feeling this has to do with soul contracts. I feel like someone's coming in. This is soul contracts. It's okay. It's going to help you. Guess what all the Tower and the Moon is and the Five of Wands. Guess what all that is. That's you. That's karma. That's your lesson. This is your growth. And it's not bad, dude. It's not. This is like, it's somebody, I'm feeling an energy that's around you. That's not going to be like, they're not going to be someone who's going to take away a whole lot, but they're just going to be teaching you. And that's where you're going to start teetering and feeling like, oh my God, this person is yada, yada, yada. This isn't good. But you're going to start, don't mix up lessons with energy. Don't mix up karmic energy with what is and what, because sometimes we have people around us that aren't good for us, and sometimes we have people around us that challenge us, and they're saying this is for you to know the difference. So
okay, and this is a challenge energy of a
partnership
lesson.
Yes, and so it's not like someone who's all up in your grill 24/7. It's just like it's a soul connection contract from past lives.
It's okay, right?
It's fine, Tasha. I already told you. I said this energy is not bad. It's about you. This energy is not harmful to you at all. And that's why I was saying you need to understand and to know the difference. Because sometimes we may push people away that are actually good for us. But then we mix it up with thinking, because I'm learning and seeing myself through this person, I'm getting annoyed and this isn't good. But it's like, no, this is actually really good. See? So basically, but out of that reading, focus on the most thing that I saw that was exciting for you is focusing on what you're going to be doing. So this was like a freaking half hour reading on my show. So you just...
She always reminds me of how long...
So anyways,
I give her a 2-hour reading. Okay,
so anyway, just look forward to that. And really, you need to focus on what you're going to be doing outside of your new job. You need to be visioning and setting up good energy for that.
Okay, that
sounds good.
Sounds
good.
Great.
It's confirmation. All right.
Can I have just one last question? Everyone's so sorry.
Okay. The thing is, we kind of have to go. I'm sorry. We do have to go because I have to play music and do other stuff.
Shirley,
yeah. But thank you so much for calling in.
I got greedy. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, and thanks for having me. I appreciate the reading. That was awesome.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your astrology insight.
Yeah, no problem. Have fun, everyone.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye. Awesomeness. So there you go. So let's play some more music. And then I wanted to get more into that vinyl that was coming up soon. Do, 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 do. Okay, so I guess, yeah. More 311s. More 311s. Ooh. I'm trying to see. Is someone calling in? That's weird. Okay. Oh, it just flashed for like 2 seconds. Okay, I don't know. Amber is like, I'm trying to see. I'll be here a while. I just can't. There's so many. I don't know which one to choose. Purpose? Okay. Fine, we'll do Purpose because it's such a beautiful song. Hold on. I believe in your purpose, baby. Let's do it. Hold on.
I believe in your purpose, baby. Coming up to the surface, and maybe I'll never see you again. Then again, who knows? Make me quiver, hands will shiver. Still got all the things that I would have given.
And we are here, right back at the Paranormal Playground Sounds, right here for you. Let's get our PSPSA. Firearm Safety PSA. 4 rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearms. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger on the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. Thank you. So, here we go with Shibo Mato, Sugar Water.
Turns her voice into Sugar Water. never got things done. Leave your front door open, you'd be the foolish one. No misunderstanding, no honor among thieves. It's a sorry situation, a gun is all you need.
You can't erase it. Partying on, it's going on. Partying on to the break of dawn. Oh, it's time to put hard stuff behind. Get all the bad things off your mind. Just hanging out, just having fun. We're number one. Just hanging out, just having fun. Just hanging out, just having fun. We're number one. I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude. We're all dudes, hey. I'm a dude, he's a dude. What are we doing now? We're breaking it down. No?
Took a walk and passed your house late last night. All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within a dim light cast two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Put his arms around your waist, held you tight. Kisses I could almost taste in the night. Wondered why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade. I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes. Silhouettes, 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 oh, silhouettes, 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 oh. Who had been two silhouettes on the shade said to my shock, you're on the wrong block. Rushed down to your house with wings on my feet. Loved you like I never loved. Shade all of our days, two silhouettes on the shade.
To the young generation. Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do-do, he blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Hey, Joe. I see your talents have gone beyond the mere physical level. Your skills are now at the point of spiritual insight. I have several questions. What is the highest technique you hope to achieve?
To have no technique.
Be good. What are your thoughts when facing an opponent?
There is no opponent.
Then why is that?
Because the word I does not exist.
So, continue.
A good fight should be like a small play, but played seriously. A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready. Not thinking yet, not dreaming, ready for whatever may come. When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand. When there is an opportunity, I do not hit. It hits all by itself.
Now, you must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions. Behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image and he will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon, easily misused by the martial artist who deserts his vows. For centuries now, the code of the Shaolin Temple has been preserved. Remember, the honor of our brotherhood has been held true. Tell me now the Shaolin Commandment number 13.
A martial artist has to take responsibility for himself and to accept the consequences of his own doing.
Ashamed to tell you now, among all the Shaolin men I have taught, there is one who has turned the ways of knowledge and strength to his own base ends. Has perverted all we held sacred. His name is Han. Defiance of all our beliefs. He has brought disgrace
Whoa, ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas here. That was Shaolin Commandment number 13 by yours truly, the Boston Medium. That was my original beat that I made. Hope you enjoyed that. That was the first beat I channeled here right on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. By the way, you were listening to, this is your host, the Boston Medium. And you're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Test Free Form Radio, and we're out of here. Like, we are done. That was a very entertaining 2 hours. I hope you guys had fun. I hope you enjoyed the live reading, and I hope you enjoyed the live music that we had here. Well, live, you know, I can't even explain it. It just doesn't make sense here. So anyway, remember, come see me, 153 Harvard Ave in Alston. Ritual arts, medium readings, tarot cards, intuitive past life regression. I am there certified. I am there guaranteed weekends. Want to make an appointment anytime during the week, but come by, even stop by, say hi, or buy yourself some crystals, buy yourself some nice jewelry, buy yourself some sage. All your spiritual ritual needs is right there. So there we go. There we have it. It's here. It's there. Love, peace, all the way. We love you so much. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit, and thank you for having me, as always. So I will see you next week.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Standing at its side.